Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for this opportunity for the civil society to meet with your committee. In March 2017, last year, Geneva for Human Rights organized a joint expert seminar with the Geneva Center for Security Policy to discuss ways to strengthen the prevention and protection of the crime of enforced disappearances. I was also honored myself to chair the high-level segment convened by the permanent delegations of Argentina, Belgium, France, Morocco, and Japan to promote the universal ratification of the international convention you are entrusted with. This event took place last year in September. Allow me first to give two comments to what I heard during this debate with NGOs. The first one concerning Iraq. When the Working Group on Enforced Disappearances was created by the Commission on Human Rights in 1980, the Commission appointed a chair who was Iraqi. In 1981, the Commission on Human Rights had to assess that the first chairman of the working group had disappeared himself. In other words, unfortunately, in this country, the problem is really a long, old problem, exacerbated by the current situation. A second remark I would like to make is concerning the presence of FEDEFAM and the comment of Emmanuel Decaux. Indeed, we as Geneva for Human Rights, we try to follow, to monitor the committee, and we see that the ICAED is lacking, is absent, and if FEDEFAM is here in Geneva, we will welcome very much working closely with them to be more present and to support more your committee. Today, Mr. Chairman, I would like to express serious concerns regarding the framework and the condition of your work as independent experts of the committee. I have three remarks. Firstly, despite the appeal launched on 17 February last year by the High Commissioner to double the number of ratifications of the Convention within the coming 5 years, the number of ratification of the Convention is not growing as expected. Frankly, the appeal was very much welcomed, but we had expected that the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights would also follow up this concretely in all its work with member states, instead of leaving the implementation to multi-actors initiatives by states and coalitions of relatives and human rights organizations. A second concern is the recent report published by the Geneva Academy on the reform of the treaty bodies. We do not share the proposals contained in this report, whose focus is on the review of the state's periodic reports, as if the review of these reports would be the only task of the committees and the only urgent problem to be solved, as if early warnings, urgent appeals, different types of communications procedures and interpretation of the respective conventions would not be as critical to ensure a proper implementation of the legal obligations sovereignly accepted by the states. The proposal to review states' reports only every 8 years is also an offense for victims and their relatives. The International Convention on Enforced Disappearances does not provide for periodic reports, and the authors of the report of the Academy seem to ignore it. In short, we have doubts about the quality of the report, and we are concerned that such proposals would be easily accepted by states who are not committed in human rights promotion and protection, and often have not ratified the conventions. Finally, my third remark is, in my view, the main problem of the committee, which lies in a weak support by the UN Secretariat, in particular, but not only, due to lack of resources and in the absence of a coherent public relations by the Office of the High Commissioner. Are you aware that the daily press briefings on your session has not reached the world community since the beginning of your session, with one or two exceptions? The priority is given to the often excellent speeches of the High Commissioner, but this overshadows the work of the committees and the interventions of the Special Rapporteur. How could the ratification of your convention be promoted if almost no one speaks about your work? I thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Adrien, for these provocative remarks, and I hope that they've fulfilled their purpose and